Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I am excited to talk with my next guest, Deborah Palmer. Her newest book, Between Wounded and Well, Lessons in Healing. She was a nurse practitioner for many years. And of course, now she has a book that just shares everything that she has learned. And of course, we're going to find out a little bit about the process of emotional healing to the process of physical healing. Deborah, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim, for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, how you got started. And we didn't even, you know, we talked a little bit before. Is this your first book?
It is.
Great. Yeah.
It's my first book that's not a nonfiction work. As a professional, I contributed to chapters in professional textbooks. But yeah, this is a totally different kind of writing. And it's a new role as an author.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So talk to us. Okay, first of all, how does your book relate to the process of emotional healing as versus the process of physical healing?
Great question, and everybody asks me that. I probably never answer it the same way twice because I keep going back to my own book and reaffirming it in different ways. But basically, when we have a wound, a physical wound, it needs to be healed, and there are predictable stages for healing, physiologic stages. And I, in my storytelling, realized that our emotional healing also goes through stages. And I have actually used physical wound healing as a metaphor for emotional healing. Those four stages, the first one, when you say you cut yourself and you're bleeding, that first stage, the fancy word hemostasis, translates to me for emotional healing to an awareness that we're wounded, but also what is it in life that's going to provide a purpose or meaning for us to want to heal?
Do we
stage
need
one?
Wait, so do we need to want to heal or we won't heal?
I think we're motivated to heal for different reasons.
Okay.
And it's It's just a thing that happens. We don't always recognize that it's happening. But
Okay.
when I think about my patients, I have to align them with what gives you meaning in life. What do you find most purposeful in your life
Your
that you
why.
can use to help you in this healing process?
Oh, so almost like your why again, right? Why do you get up every morning? Why do you exactly
Exactly.
do what you do? I
Yeah.
never really related that to healing, but I guess it is. I mean, my philosophy is every day to be grateful. You have another gift every time you wake up, right? And to start your day in a positive way. But I guess, there's so many elements. Everybody that we know, both of us just collected, okay, or people that I've talked to, we all have our own book, and our own cards that I want to say God was given to us, right? And so we have to learn how to deal with them. No pun intended, cards and dealing.
Yes.
But yeah, and so and it's how we walk through our life is
There.
how we heal. So I guess that's a great metaphor for that.
So the second stage of wound healing is inflammation. Things heat up. You get that hot, red, swollen, painful area. That's normal. If it's not doing well, it'll get infected. But I'm just talking about the normal inflammation.
Okay.
That translates to emotional healing, my second A, which is what I call acknowledging our unity. You see, in physical wound healing, a lot of things come together. We have a troop of white blood cells that are going to attack and defend and break down that which is harmful. In our personal lives, we need that group. We need that unity with other people, talents, resources. There is a unifying element, for lack of other word, that connects us all with a general purpose and a understanding about life that is at a very subconscious or maybe even unconscious to some degree. This unifying connection, acknowledging that it's there to help us. We can grab in, take in from there resources, time, and talents of others, and we can give back to that. Those unifying elements in our life. Basically, there are relationships. So that to me is that second stage of wound healing. As we move forward beyond that painful inflammation stage where we've unified to fight and get better, feel better, we enter into the third stage of physical wound healing. And in that, for emotional healing, I call that action. In wound healing, we're building back tissue. Our body is acting really hard. It's pulling together resources to build back new protein and fill the gap. In our emotional healing, we have to do something. We have to act. Knowing about it is not enough. Knowing what your why is, finding your troop, who's got your back, it's not enough. You got to do something with that information. You've got to act on it. But more important than that, you have to align your values and your beliefs with your actions. So often, when we do act on our own behalf, so we think it's maybe because of somebody else's values and beliefs. So, knowing what your own values and beliefs are to promote the next step, the next movement, it might be give up something, take on something, ask a question. So, act, action, know what your action potential is, that value and belief that contributes to sort of motivate you to want to move forward. And then in that fourth stage of healing, which is transforming. So we've gone from this big gash, filled in the gap, the tissue's being transformed, it's reformed, it's forming scar tissue. And in that fourth stage for emotional healing, something similar has happened. And we need to accept what's left behind. There is always the scar that's there. That scar does not mean that we have failed. It means we have survived. So accepting that, accepting where we're at. And in that process, there's often an element of giving up something and taking on something.
Okay, interesting. And what are the seven practices? I know you talk about that, the emotional well-being. Talk to us about that.
Right. So I tried to use a P as a unifying beginning of each of the seven practices. So the first one is purposeful connections to individuals in our lives that provide meaning in your life. Asking yourself, what's meaningful to me right now? It might change over time. So that's the first one. And then prioritizing your physical self-care. Are you getting adequate sleep, rest, eating well, moving, and stress management? And that third one is participate in meaningful and supportive partnerships. People, community, groups, family, maybe it's professional partnerships. We're not meant to be alone all by ourselves on
I
an
love
island.
it. Yeah, no, I agree. I love that.
And the fourth one is pardoning yourself with compassion, yourself and others. Forgiveness, basically. The next one is perpetual progressive lifelong learning. Continue to be curious about yourself, others, and your environment, and nurture that curiosity. Learn from it. And the next one would be protect your perimeters, healthy boundaries. Let in what's needed to keep you healthy, but hold back, keep out that which is harming you. And our last one, the seventh one, is provide praise and appreciation, basically gratitude. And it's your mantra. You get that one, I
Yeah,
know.
I totally get that. Oh, let me ask you a question. Why can't we heal if we're isolated? Like, what role do others play in our journey? I think that's so interesting.
So for me, I've come to the belief that all healing is nothing more than a continuous cycle of giving and receiving each other's time, presence, talents, and resources. You see, there has to be a giver and a receiver, and that implies you're not doing this as a soul person. You're in accordance with that unity in your life, those unifying people, groups, that part of our existence that we don't fully understand, but we know we need relationships.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You think about the people that are, which is so sad, where, they're in the hospital and maybe they don't have any family. Do they take longer to heal than somebody that has a lot of family cheering them on and trying to get them out of there?
I don't think so. You see, it's all about your quality of relationships. I have been around people that have very large families and feel very lonely, feel very alone.
Wow.
I've been around, well, one of the ladies I wrote about in my story, she was a single woman, never married, never had children. She was a fellow nurse practitioner. She was a giver and a receiver. You see, that's where that healing happened. It doesn't have to be with family members.
I love
It
that.
can be surrogate family, who you choose.
Who you choose. And I love to bring this up right now because it just seems like the right timing, for anybody out there. When you go and you volunteer and you give up your time in whatever category that feels comfortable to you, you are opening yourself up to, like they say, giving is, receiving. And it's really like a reflection of your heart giving out. And you not even knowingly, you receive tenfold, right? And so I think that's so important for people to say. So that really just, wow, that's profound that even big families, sometimes you feel alone. And then yet, you, if in your heart you feel okay and you have welcoming of whoever. I think that's great. I think that's really
You
interesting.
just pointed out something I'm working on in the town of Windsor. We have identified a lot of isolated and lonely seniors who do not have access to public transportation, cell phones, And they have needs to get to the doctor's appointments or shopping or even to do some socializing. So there's a group called Windsor Wheels, and it's volunteer run, people who volunteer to do the driving. And we find that it not only helps decrease loneliness and isolation for the senior riders, the drivers say they get something out of it too.
Exactly. I love that. And I really agree. I mean, my grandmother and my aunts, and they were like the wisdom. They had stories that I love hearing. And so when I, come across different people, it really doesn't matter age, but some of the, seniors that I've known, they have the most incredible stories and they just want to share them. And so I think it's so important to really, just reach out to your community. So.
I think those folks you're talking about had a lot of different kinds of distractions in life.
Yeah.
They didn't have computers and cell phones. Their distractions were people in their community. They saw each other daily.
Yeah.
And that's what built those beautiful stories that they passed on to help their community learn their wisdom, learn from their mistakes. So it is important to take that time with one another so that you can build those stories for your next generation.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Deborah, I just want to remind our listeners who's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Deborah Palmer. She has a PhD, and of course, her newest book, Behind Between Wounded and Well, Lessons in Healing. How does childhood trauma impact adulthood?
Great question.
You.
My first supervising physician was Dr. Vincent Folletti, and he discovered that the more adversities a child is exposed to while their brain is developing, he calls them ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, the greater the chances that they will develop chronic diseases. And
Wow,
it,
really interesting.
knowing that correlation is what started a whole movement of trying to understand trauma and adversity. And what's the next step? How can we decrease those chronic illnesses? I'm talking about diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, lung disease, cancer, suicide. It goes on and on. This physician did this study back in the early 90s. And over time, we've discovered that the damage happens to two critical parts to the brain when we have high stress levels and we're still growing. And those two parts of the brain are associated with self-soothing behaviors, so comforting oneself. And in that process of trying to self-soothe, because you live in a world of chaos under a lot of adversities, you develop addiction kinds of behaviors. It might be using food to soothe oneself, hence obesity, hypertension, diabetes, etc., etc. And we now know even cancer is related to obesity. So, for one thing, it's chronic illnesses. The other one is just maladaptive behaviors, because our brain is trained to respond differently. If we have had a lot of adversities in childhood, kind of an atypical nervous system, used to being in a lot of chaos.
Right.
And that described me. I was always juggling 25 plates at once, because I didn't know how to calm down and just relax, chill, as my kids would say. I at one time was having this discussion with my daughter about ACEs, and I said, "You know, I don't have any of those chronic illnesses. I think I skipped that." And she goes, "Oh, who are you kidding, Mom?" I said, "What?" Okay, I admitted I had an eating disorder as a teenager. "No, Mom, I'm not talking about that. You're a workaholic," she told me. That was my addiction.
I was gonna say,
And
yeah,
I would say, having two doctorate degrees, probably means
is
she was
right.
right.
Yeah, I love that. And you are a type A personality, I could tell, correct?
I try not to label, but I have those tendencies.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. So, okay, what do you want readers to really take away from your memoir?
The main thing I want folks to understand is, no matter what your circumstance is, the difficulty you're facing, the woundedness you have, or that which you have in your family, never give up on believing that there's always a possible better day. Never give up hope for a better tomorrow is what I'm saying. Hope is what drives us. It's what keeps us motivated to never give up.
Love that. How many children do you have?
I have three.
There you go. Yeah. Any grandchildren?
Two granddaughters,
There you go.
beautiful granddaughters.
There you go. Where can we find out more about you? And of course, where can we find your book? And who is the book for? Three questions right there.
Three questions. You can find out more about me on either my author website, Deborah, Debra Palmer, Palmer, deborahpalmer.com. My business website, Palmer Aces, Advocacy Consulting and Education for Wellness. So it's palmeraces.com. You can get my book on Amazon. You can get the print, the audio, or the digital. The digital currently is still at 99 cents. I lowered the price during National Nurses Appreciation Week. You can get it in just about any bookstore on any platform that does digital and audio. It's also an audio book on Audible and other platforms.
I love it. My last question is.
Oh, my third, I didn't answer the third question. Who is this book for? This book is been generally thought to be for women, like age 30 to 60-ish. However, I'm getting a lot of positive male reviews on Amazon. Anybody interested in understanding healing as a personal interest or as a professional interest in the if you're in the healing arts, or you have a caregiver role in your life for your family or professionally.
There you go. I love it. Did you interview people in your book? Is that, are we going to find stories about people that healed? Oh, we froze. All right. Well, this has been amazing. And
Hear anything
oh,
you just said?
I
My
know.
computer
Yeah,
froze up.
yeah.
Okay.
Saw that. I was saying, did you interview people in your book? And we're going to find out about different people's stories.
Well, as a memoir, the story is my story. I was cautioned to not tell anybody else's story. And consequently, I had changed the names of just about everybody except Dr. Folletti, who actually wrote the introduction to my
Forward.
book after I asked for his permission to use his name in the book.
Okay, great. Again, Deborah, congratulations.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, please share our show with everyone, download our podcast. And we look forward to sharing your next journey.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great day. Be well and thrive.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, for our listeners that are just starting their day in a positive way. And I'm sure everybody wants to know what elite athletes optimize every detail of their exercise and nutrition or routines. And, of course, we've got Dr. Chrissy Ladner here. She's an MS, RD, CSSD, so many, right? CPT, DHSE, and Director, of course, of Sports and Performance Nutrition Education at Herbalife. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, kind of your routine and then what you do to help so many people.
Yeah. So I first and foremost, I'm a registered sport dietitian. And my role at Herbalife is really helping our sponsored athletes all over the world. We have at least over 120 sponsored teams and athletes, making sure that they're applying sports nutrition science to their everyday so that they're well-fueled, they're taken care of, not only when they're doing their sport, but also in their everyday life and giving them that long-term health and wellness through nutrition practices.
I love it. And you actually have like a 4-step process, right? I mean, it's the framework for this. And you're going to share it a little bit with us? Is that correct? Did I lose you?
Just 1 second.
Okay. I can hear you now. Sorry about that. Okay. Hello, Kim. Sorry about that. I can hear you now.
Okay. I don't know if we, do we need to start over or are you there? Do we need to start over?
That's up to you, whoever. I'm happy to do whatever.
I know. Okay. Well, anyways, let's just start from here. And kind of go back in again for anybody that we just had a little mishap on there, but we got her back, Dr. Chrissy Ladner. And of course, she is going to be sharing some of these four-step framework for the campaign Simplifies Complex Sports Science. And so can you share a little bit about that? And of course, what are the four steps?
Yeah. And I love that you said translating complex sports science, because that's really what we're trying to do. Is we could get into the nitty gritty physiology and molecular components of nutrition, but we don't have to. We can actually take it on a surface level and still have really big impact. So we outlined these four steps that anybody can do that is really modeled after our elite level athletes we work with. And that is going to be 1 through 4. Number one is prepare. We are preparing our body for movement by eating consistently every day. We want to be eating roughly every 2 to 3 hours, a meal or a snack. You can alternate. That's really important to manage your blood sugar levels and make sure you don't get overly hungry, which can put us in a space where we might want to overeat or make poor decisions with food. And we also want to make sure we're hydrating to stay hydrated. Drinking water to stay hydrated. Second,
right.
Second is going to be performing. So the second step is really paying attention to our energy and hydration levels during movement. You might need to add in a sports drink. Cristiano Ronaldo himself actually has an Herbalife drink called CR7 Drive. And this is, of course, something that has fluids, but it also has carbohydrates, which helps you perform during your activity. Number three is recovery. We can't just do the activity and think our body's going to make adaptations. We have to make sure that we're giving our body time to rest and we're giving it nutrients like proteins and fluids afterwards to replenish what we lost. And then the last one, right? Yeah, I think we forget about that one a lot. Last one is repeat. We are repeating steps 1 through 3 because consistency is going to be the number one determinant of if you have long-term changes. So making sure that you're preparing, you're performing, you're recovering, and you're doing that every single time.
So really, you know, exercising and, of course, taking care of our body is like rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, right?
Yes.
I mean, in a sense, yeah. And also, you know, not forgetting the recovery. I think that is a big deal. Talk to us about food, because I know that, you know, food is what you put into your body is who you are. I mean, that's just a given, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, there's so many different ways athletes are going to eat and everyday people are going to eat. But it really comes down to balance and consistency. So you really want to try and train your gut, if you will. That's something we work with elite level athletes on. So again, we're having them eat in a consistent routine, like every 2 to 3 hours, we plan their meals and their snacks. And we make sure that they're getting adequate carbohydrates, protein, and fats. Those are our macronutrients. We're making sure that they're getting those at every single meal, because those are things that your body needs to fuel workouts and to fuel recovery.
I love it. And tell us about the Herbal Life, the fuel. And of course, I know you mentioned it a little bit. Can you go into a little bit more detail?
Yeah. So the Fuel Like Ronaldo campaign is really just this idea that we want to make sure individuals understand how their body requires and uses nutrition during exercise, because this is really going to help set up a platform where individuals can make lasting changes to their health and long-term wellness. So we're setting it up in 4 easy steps with some action items as well on how to achieve those and implement it into your daily life, regardless of how active you are. If you want to get more active, if you're a busy working person, you still need to make sure you're fueling yourself consistently.
Right. I love that. I love that. And where can my listeners go and find more information about all this?
Absolutely. Yes. We want you to follow up. I don't expect anybody to memorize what we talked about today, but hopefully your ears perked up a little bit and you're thinking, okay, that's something I can do. So if you go to fuellikeronaldo.com, you're going to get a lot of different information where you can see what Ronaldo himself does, like how much water he drinks a day, how often he eats, his sleep routine. And then you're also going to find tips and tricks from our sport and nutrition experts on how to apply these into your life. So fuellikeronaldo.com.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Chrissy Ladner, thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, for all these great tips and for our listeners there, definitely check this out. And of course, it's summer right now. The heat is on, and definitely stay hydrated. That's a big thing. So again, and consistency. I think that's really what I heard from everything is consistency. I mean, that's really like a given in life, you know? Consistency in business and health and in everything. So again, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
Have a great day. Take care.
You thank too. You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Great. Thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, joining us is Donna Catamiro. And of course, Associate Director of Myeloma Research, Mount Sinai Health System, and Rebecca. And of course, she is PAC, Physician Assistant, Piedmont Cancer Institute of Noonan. And welcome, ladies. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about advanced practice providers sharing help for patients navigating complex cancer care. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, can you walk us through your ideas as advanced practice provides and what supporting patients look like day to day? And Donna, can we go with you?
Sure. First, I just want to thank you for having us today. We have both worked closely with Johnson & Johnson to be able to discuss the evolving cancer care landscape and the role of advanced practice providers. And myself, as a nurse practitioner, I do hold an advanced nursing degree, so I'm able to treat and manage patients. So I help support patients, manage their side effects, I coordinate their care. And as this treatment landscape becomes more complex, so now we have targeted therapies, cellular therapies, I help guide my patients through their treatment journey. And we know that care teams that incorporate advanced practice providers, those patients do have better outcomes.
Great, great. And thank you, Donna. And of course, how do you help patients understand their options and make informed decisions? People are so nervous at this time. And of course, amid this rapid innovation in oncology.
So I am very specialized. So I really just focus on blood cancers, in particular multiple myeloma. So therefore, I need to stay informed so that I can be that bridge for my patients between this rapidly evolving clinical data, which sometimes gets published on the hour, and how that translates for my patients. And you know, what does that mean for my patients? So being part of this multidisciplinary team, I help shape patient treatment strategies and decisions. And as a nurse practitioner, I do play a key role in helping patients understand their options and making sure that they feel comfortable with their decisions. Many patients say that they feel more comfortable coming to a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant to ask their questions, when compared to other members of the healthcare team.
Right. And Rebecca, if we can go with you, what are the biggest gaps in support for patients or care partners today?
I think education is definitely a big thing, especially with my patient demographic. Cancer can be a hard topic to wrap your head around. I think it's important to educate patients that not all cancer is created or treated the same. I often have patients tell me about their family or friends' difficult cancer journey, which makes them hesitant to even begin to explore or try to treat their cancer. I think sitting with these patients, talking to them, explain what we're doing, why we're doing it, and potential outcomes is so important so they can make an informed decision based on their specific situation and not somebody else's. At the end of the day, we're always going to respect their decision, but I want to make sure it's an informed decision.
Wow. I mean, there's so much that goes into this. And again, Rebecca, as I guess someone newer to oncology, what challenges did you face early on, and how are you building confidence in navigating cancer care?
Working in oncology it's a different world. Treatment options are changing quickly, which is great for our patients and improves outcomes, but it can be challenging for someone that's new to this world. So staying up to date on continuing medical education, reading, knowing that there's always something to learn is very important. And I think with every patient I see, I build more confidence and I learn something new.
There you go. And Donna, what role do you educate and mentorship play in preparing the next generation for oncology apps?
So when I was a new nurse, I had some of the best mentors. So, and that created the nurse that I am today. So as a more senior, seasoned, nurse practitioner, I feel like I need to pay it forward. So I work closely with newer, APPs or advanced practice providers such as Rebecca, and I help them build their clinical judgment. I help them navigate those complex patient cases. And hopefully, I'm growing their confidence so that they can deliver high quality care. I'm also involved in cancer research. So I help educate providers on emerging data, and how that leads to practice changing.
Wow. And Rebecca, what advice do you have for newer apps building, balancing clinical knowledge with the real world patient care?
Lean into the learning curve. As long as you're willing to learn, ask questions and put in the work, you'll totally be fine. Find some great mentors like Donna. I've had some great ones, and that's actually what brought me to work with Johnson & Johnson's and their Make It Happen campaign. They have a really great new to education, ex ooh, excuse me, new to oncology education module that's great for newer APPs. They also have different PDFs for different diseases that kind of break them down, including like labs and treatment options and staging into easier digestible pieces. And that can be great not only for advanced practice providers, but for patients as well. And you can find that over at appsmakeithappen.com or appsmakeithappen.com.
Well, thank you, ladies, and thank you for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast, and we look forward to sharing this to our listeners out there. Again, I just want to remind anybody that is looking for any information, you can go to APPS, and of course, listen there for support. Again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Lindsay Butler. She's the U.S. Postal Service Executive Manager of Safety and Health Programs. And people are wondering, like, well, why is she coming on here? Because it is actually annual National Dog Bite Awareness Campaign. And of course, that's happening this June. We are in June already. Isn't that crazy? But there's a lot of people, a lot of problems when people don't have their dogs basically in their home, or they don't teach their dogs appropriate behaviors and commands, correct?
Absolutely. It might sound like just something you hear about, but dog bites are actually a real and ongoing safety issue for our mail carriers. And we urge dog owners to restrain their dogs at all times. Dogs are animals. They act instinctively and can bite for any number of reasons. All it takes is just one wrong interaction or movement for our carriers to be injured.
And you think about it as, even though we've had our mailman, well, actually we have a new one now, but we had ours forever, and they get to know them kind of, you know what I mean? But if they're out, that's kind of like, you need to, it's definitely a scary thing for the dog. So it's like the owner's responsibility to make sure, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we really count on our customers in this effort. Dogs may perceive a mail carrier to be an intruder invading their space, and they're just trying to protect their family mm-hmm. and territory, even if they know that carrier. The best way to keep safe from dog bites and attacks is to recognize and promote responsible pet ownership, such as teach your dog appropriate behavior and commands, and don't allow your dog to roam freely. Make sure your dog is secure at all times. You know, if a carrier delivers mail or packages to your door, place your dog in a separate room or secure area. Some dogs have been known to push through screen doors and jump through windows. If a carrier feels threatened by a dog or a dog is running loose, the owner may be asked to pick up their mail from the post office. And, we all really don't like having to do that.
I'm sure, but rightly. I mean, it's like it shouldn't be that they're afraid to do their job. Tell us about the technology that Postal Services is using to protect its workers.
Absolutely. So to protect our employees, technology supports carrier safety in two ways. The first are handheld scanners used by our carriers to confirm customer deliveries, including a feature to indicate the presence of a dog at an address. So there's actually a part where it allows us to input hazard alerts. And it simply says something like, Coco the dog likes to hide behind a fence and approach you at the door. These mobile devices provide an enhanced digital service while also promoting safe carrier options. And the second is USPS Informed Delivery Service. It alerts the customer to mail and packages coming to their homes. It also provides an image of that mail for delivery on your phone. But this can be used to allow them to plan for the carrier's arrival and secure the dog safely prior to the carrier getting there.
Okay, I love it. And lastly, it seems that the awareness campaign is making a difference. How can people help the momentum going?
Oh, that's a great question. The good news is awareness is Thank making you. A difference. And we really have our customers, such as your listeners, and employees to thank for that. We saw 842 fewer incidents last year of the 5,200 incidents. And that's because customers are taking simple steps to help keep deliveries safe, like securing pets and staying aware during deliveries, while employees are staying alert and following safe delivery practices. That partnership is what helps keep this momentum going.
I love it. I love it. And again, where can my listeners find out more about this? And of course, all of us taking our own, individual families and homes as our responsibility, Lindsay.
Yeah, your listeners can find out information by searching for the National Dog Bite Awareness Campaign on USPS.com or USPS.com/dogbiteawareness. There's also a postal blog about the campaign on our website, and we have information on all of our social media platforms at #dogbiteawareness.
I love it. Again, thank you so much for sharing that message. And you know what? It's like that's our little job that we have to do. Let's do it. So again, thank you, Lindsay. Please share our show with everyone. And of course, download our podcast. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. You got it. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I want to make sure that you are invited to my next business mixer happening August 20th, 5 to 8 in Newbury Park. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is, life is like a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday, receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.